Just behind me is North Korea, about 1.5 or 2 kilometers away.
It's so close, but at the same time, it is a completely other world that most people will never have access to or be able to go see. The DMZ was supposed to be a temporary border between the two sides, the communist north and the capitalist south. It was never meant to be a permanent border. Over the years, I've met many families who have been completely separated, or even people who live alone in the south with their entire family up north, and unfortunately they can never meet ever again.
I'm just going to have a look in these binoculars to see if I can see anything on the other side.
So you can see the rice fields and the farms. You could see some houses, you could see some people in the distance, some smaller, what look like apartment blocks. I've participated in the so-called like DMZ tours that bring you to the very border, and it's usually very theatrical, I would say, when you're escorted by US military personnel, and it's a tour for foreign tourists. Koreans, regular Korean civilians, are not allowed to join this tour. They really emphasize that point about how terrible and nasty the other side is. On the other hand, when you go on these hiking trails that have been open to the public, you don't get that sense of tension.
There are thousands of messages here on the walls where people have left their prayers and wishes for peace and reunification on the Korean Peninsula.
I think by going to the DMZ is an opportunity to humanize the people on the other side, who are after all normal human beings as well. The countries or the governments might be against one another, but at the end of it, there are normal people living their daily lives on both sides of the border. And even by looking through the binoculars and maybe even seeing farmers in the fields, they might be able to get a chance or an opportunity to see them as regular people just like them.